A Coquitlam resident who ran for mayor last fall is banned from running for office in BC again until after the next general election. Yesterday, February 22, Elections BC named 48 civic candidates in the province who failed to file their disclosure statements by the second deadline. Among those listed is Mark Mihalovich, who challenged incumbent mayor Richard Stewart and contender Adil Gaymar last October. Under the Local Elections Campaign Financing Act, Mihalovich is disqualified from seeking office in BC until after the 2026 vote. In his nomination papers filed with the city last September, Mihalovich reported his home address as 3030 Gordon Avenue, a homeless shelter. And, in his comments at the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce all-candidates meeting, he made personal attacks against Stewart. Mihalovich, who previously ran against Stewart for the top job, has several criminal convictions from offenses around the Lower Mainland. Campaign donors. Meanwhile, earlier this month, Elections BC released the disclosure statements for civic candidates in BC who campaigned last fall, as well as elector organizations and third-party advertising sponsors. According to the documents, Stewart took in $35,076 for his 2022 campaign, about the same as his 2018 run. He spent $36,926. Among his financial contributors were Neil Crystal of Polygon, James Allard of Coquitlam Concrete, Bill Laidler, a Tri-City realtor. By comparison, Gaymar, the chairperson of Douglas College's board of directors, raised $23,397 and spent $32,742 to gain the mayor's seat. His contributors included Carlo Zerillo of Sandpiper Signs and husband of Port Moody Coquitlam MP Bonita Zerillo, Finn Donnelly, a former MP and the incumbent MLA for Coquitlam Burke Mountain, Tri-City labor organizer Carolyn Turpin, Fred Sufi, Pasta Polo restaurateur. What do you think about this story? Send us a letter via newsroom@tricitynews.com.